même ça.
I want to start by thanking the Masajim for giving me the opportunity to speak on the parasha over here. We'll start a little bit and go through a few horrors and parashas by. First of all, the first pasuk says, Vayem Hashem Moshe boi el paroi. So we already in parasha Shmois Vayera, these parashas, sometimes the Torah uses Loshen boi el paroi, and sometimes the Torah uses Loshen leich el paroi. Boi means to come and leich is to go. So what's the chesed? Why does the Torah sometimes say boi el paroi and sometimes leich el paroi? The Baal HaTurim says that when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to meet paroi in his palace, he said Loshen boi. And when he told him to meet him by the river, then he said, used the Loshen of Lech. The Shaila is, what's the reason for this chilek? So we could suggest the pshat that Be'etzem, really, it should always say Lech. Hashem is telling Moshe to go. Only, like the Velt say from the Kotzka, that the Shechina is Malach HaLoetz Kavoyda, the Shechina is everywhere. So you can't really go away from Hashem. So that's why it says boy el paroi. Boy is to come, because wherever Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be going, Hashem is going to be there with him. So he's going to be coming. Boy el paroi is coming because he's going to be there with Hashem. But that's all if the Shechin is over there. But the Gemara says in Saita, a person who's a Miskoy, a person who's a Baal Gaiva, the Shechin says, Ein ani v'hu yicholim lodo k'acha ba'ilam. The Shechin says, I can't dwell together, be together in the world with someone who's Miskoy. So since when Pyro went to the river, he made himself as a getchka, and he says, Liyoyu ani asisimi, and he also made out as he doesn't have to go over asis sochav, he made it. So that's why he went to the Yoyu. So the Shas, we went to the Yoyu, he was Miskoy. So at that time, the Shechina wasn't with him. So therefore, when Hashem told Moshe to meet Pyro by the river, he said Lech, because at that time, that Pyro is by the river, the Shechina wasn't there. Because the Shechina can't be together with someone who's in
the
sky.
But Moshe always had to go out of the city to pray for the Magev to stop.
He couldn't daven to Hashem when the city was full of Avodah Zarah. But Hashem could still be there, but the Shechina is a Malach HaLoetz Kavoyda, but there couldn't be a tefillah. Couldn't be any tefillah from Moshe Rabbeinu davening to Hashem. Or Rashi says even by Pashta Chodesh, Hashem couldn't give any mitzvahs, any tzivuyim to Moshe Rabbeinu when the place was full of Avodah Zarah, but the Shechina is still there. So we're there in Paris Palace, the Shechina was still there, because at that time he was in the Miskoy, and the Shechina was there, and that's why Hashem said, boil Paris. Then the Pasuk says, Leman Shisi Oysoysai Eile Bekirbay. Hashem told Moshe to bring Makis Arbe. Leman Shisi Oysoysai Eile, in order that I should put my Oysis Bekirbay. So the Chassam Sofer explains, the Chassam Sofer says we have two Makkos over here. The end of Parshas Vayera is Makkos Borod, and the beginning of Parshas Borod is Makkos Arba. So the Chassam Sofer says, Batson, there was no need for Parshas Borod, because the Makkos Borod killed, there was no need for Makkos Borod. Makkos Borod killed the food of Mitzrayim. But what food did it kill? It only killed the food which was growing, which was early, that the food which was, the produce which was growing late, wasn't affected by Borod. The Pasuk says, "Achita kusemis lo inuku ki afilas eino." The wheat and the spelt, they were late in growing, so they didn't get affected. Those foods are the main food of a person. So really, Makkos Borod didn't affect much food of the person which he was going to eat. And Araba did. Araba ate up all the food. So why did the Eivish send Borod? Because the Ramban says like this: that the Ramban says that Araba in Mitzrayim was a big pella. Because Arba only comes in a dry country, and Mitzrayim was a moist land. And even in a dry country, it will only come when the ground is actually dry. But if the ground is wet, Arba also won't come. So the Sansova says Hashem especially sent Makkos Borod first, and now when Makkos Arba comes, it'll be twice a pella. First of all, in the Mokum, it's coming in Mitzrayim, which is a dry land, and it's also coming in Zman, where the ground is wet from the Borod. And the Gemara says in Chulin, that Ayin Heyom Beis, that trei tamia mitzvah b'chira, two things which are a pella by a person, two things which are surprise, a person will always remember. A double surprise, a double pella, a person will remember. So that's why the Ibsha sent first Borod and then Arbe. Then, in order that the Arbe should be now, two surprises, two chidushim. First of all, it's coming in a Mokum, which is a wet land. It's also coming in a Zman, where the land is wet. So that's what Sansev explains. Leman shisi oisois sa'eled, my two oisis, the ois of Borod and the ois of Arbe, and that will be leman tesabe bozevincha. Through being a double pella, that way we'll always remember it and we'll always be able to tell it over to our children, because a double pella, people remember. Now the pasuk says later on in the parasha, that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Daber no ba'ozne ha'om, v'yishalu," everyone should borrow from the mitzvim, kli chesed v'kli zav. Now, the Rashi brings down already, it's a gemara in Brachos, that "Daber no is a loshen bakosha," that there was a request that Hashem told Moshe with Loshem HaKosha, please make sure that the Yidin Baruch Klei Chesed V'Klei Zav, in order Shlo Yomer Oysa Tzadik, the Avon Vino shouldn't have any tightness and say V'Avodun V'Ino Oysa Kim Bem, Hashem was Mekayim the Gezeo, the Bissin Abbasarim, that the Yidin are going to work hard. And the next part, V'Achachin Eis V'Chushkol V'Lekim, he wasn't Mekayim the V'Achachin Eis V'Chushkol. Therefore, please request specially that they should go and that they should ask for Klei Chesed Zav, in order that Hashem, that they, that Avraham shouldn't say that Hashem wasn't Mekayim, is what he said about V'achin Yisrael Chush Godel. So the Velt asked, with the Kasha, that even if Avraham wouldn't have any time, Hashem has to be Mekayim, is the Hashem is Mekayim, everything he says. So why does the Gemara say that only Shloyim is a tzaddik? So the Emes, you could say very poshut. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Tes that the Edom were Meichel the Chush Godel. It was Mishum Masu, it was too heavy for them to go out with Kerechese V'Chezov. They were quite happy to be Moichel, they'll go out and sign with nothing, and rather than have to schlep. No, whilst everyone knows Mechila is a Dovah Tolib B'Leiv. Mechila, only the Eivishter knows what is going on in a person's heart. So, Mitzad the Eivishter is Taina, Mitzad the Eivishter is Haftocha, V'Achin Yitzhi V'Chush Godol, there wouldn't be a need for them to ask, because they were Moichel. Only Avraham Avinu won't know that the Yidim are Meichel, because Mechila is a Dovah Beleiv. And Avraham Avinu will think that Hashem wasn't the Kayim Mitzvah, that's why Hashem had to tell Moshe, Daber no ba'ozne ha'om. In the same pasuk it says, when it says, Kedechas Chesov, it doesn't say Smolis. In Parsha Shemois, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu already then, that when Yidim go out, they're going to ask from the Mitzvah, and there it says, Kedechas Chesov was Smolis begodim. And also later on, B'Shas Meisa, when they took, it also says that they took Kechesef, Chesov, and Smolis. And over here, it doesn't say Smolis. One could say very Pashut, because here, this Pashut is only Shalayoma is a Tzaddik. It's only because of the Kiyum of Achin Yisrael Chush Godel that Hashem should be Mekayim when he said of Achin Yisrael Chush Godel. So as that, there was no need for Smolis, because Begodim aren't included in Chush Godel. Avraham Avinu is not going to have any time on Hashem if the Yidden don't go out with Begodim, because Hashem never mentioned to Avraham Avinu that they'll go out with Begodim. He only mentioned Ruchush Godel. So in Shemois, Hashem said, what's going to happen? It's going to happen. They're going to have Kerechez or Gezal or Smolis. Later on, also the Torah says, because that's what happened. But this Pasha, Daben Avazom, is specifically written, Shloyoyim Ois Tzadik, that Avraham Avinu shouldn't have any time, so Hashem wasn't Mekayim, V'achin Yis Ruchush Godel. Here there was no need to mention the smuggler garden, because Avraham Avinu is not going to have any tainus on the Eibishter if the Yidden only go out with Klei Chesed V'Chezov and they don't go out with the garden. We know in Makkos Choshech, Rashi brings down during the days of Choshech, which the Mitzvim couldn't see anything, so 4/5 of the Yidden, which is later the next Parashat B'Shalach, says that only 1/5 of the Yidden came out of Mitzvah. The other 4/5 died in Makkos Choshech. And those were the Yidden who didn't believe in the Yitzias Mitzvah, they didn't want to go out. So they died during Makkos Choshech. So Reb Chatzko Levenstein tells us that we know for already a year before they went out, Moshe Rabbeinu was already talking to them the Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Makkos was all a hachana for the Yitzias Mitzrayim. The last year, the day of the Shibud. So why did they all die now during these few days of Choshech? They could have died throughout the year, slowly. Why did so many Eden, four-fifths of the Eden died during these few days of Choshech? Why didn't they make it that they should die slowly throughout the year?
Someone would have seen it. He would have died. At least it's better than Shabbat.
I mean, the mitzvah would have seen that. Okay. If it would have been Sodi, they wouldn't have noticed. Sodi. Okay. Should have pointed to you.
Yeah.
The chance to do teshuva. Could we? So Rav Chatzkel Lerenshain says in Moed Kaval that all these four fifths of Yidden who died during Choshech, they did want to go out. When the last year of the Makkos, they wanted to go out. They said they wanted to go out, and they believed in Yitzias Mitzrayim. But when it came Lemaisa, when it came Makkos Choshech, and then that's when the Moshe Rabbeinu told everyone that we're getting ready, start going to your neighbors and Baruch Chesach Hezov. When they saw it Lemaisa, they already got cold feet. Now we're very comfortable here. It's a tircha to go out. And that's when they were killed out during those days. Till then, you know, they also said we want to go out, and it's a little scary vault. You know, we all say we're waiting for the geula, but it's going to be a big mistake in the Maisa when the geula comes. Who's going to really be mochen to go? You know, we're comfortable. We have our houses, we have our business, we have our cars, and one has to take a limit from what happened in Mitzrayim that we have to really be mochen to go, like the belt said. That you know, Elianovi once came with the person, you know, we're going, getting ready to Moshiach's coming, we're gonna go to Eretz Yisrael. He says, you know, I have to ask my wife. He goes, oh no, we have the farm here, we have the chickens here. So he goes back to now, my wife doesn't want, we're busy, we have the everything's here. So why don't you take the farm chickens with you? So he goes back, he says, you know, we can't live here all the goyim, we have so many tzaras. So his wife came up with the itza. Tell Elanovi should take all the goyim and we'll stay. So it's a big sign that the Pchatzka says all these people who died, they also said we want to go, when it came to Maisa to actually get ready to go, they weren't able to pick themselves up and leave Mitzrayim. It says by Marcus Bechoyos, the Casey Kol Bechoy Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi says Kol Bechoy means even the Bechoyos of other nations who were in Mitzrayim at that time also died by Makkos Bechoyos. Now, it's an interesting thing, we don't find by any of the other Makkos that other nations who were in Mitzrayim were also got those Makkos. It doesn't say that a Chinese who was in Mitzrayim by Dam, he got Dam, Mutzvadeh, it doesn't say it. But by Makkos Bechoyos, it's only Makkos which says that not only the Bechoyos of Mitzrayim got killed, but were then the Bechoyos of all other nations. Maybe we could be Mavayah, everyone knows there's Aloch and Hilchos Purim, that chayv inish of sum bepurim ad lo yada. The zechi of the Gemara says a person has to drink so much on Purim that he doesn't know the difference between or ha'om and baruch matchei. The Taz explains, the Taz in Hilchos Purim explains that whenever the Eved does a tova to Yidden on its own, Hashem saves the Yidden. There's two ways Hashem can save the Yidden. Either he can give the inish, can kill out the goyim who are trapping the Yidden, or he can make the Yidden very very big. And there's a big chilek if Hashem kills out, destroys the goyim. So we don't see the Aves Hashem from that. It could be Hashem destroyed the goyim because they were deserving of Oynish. But if at the same time that Hashem not only destroys the goyim, but it also makes the Yidden big, that's a siman that Hashem did it out of his Ava to Klal Yisrael. And that's what a person has mechuyif to drink so much till he doesn't realize this extra gedula that happened through the Baruch Mordechai, they're more than the Or HaMoed. The Or HaMoed was a big mapala for Haman. But at the same time, not only Hashem gave him mapala to Haman, but Baruch Mordechai, he made Mordechai big. Like the Pasuk says, Kigodol Ayudim, Modchu became very big, and that person, that's the chiyu, that's the show's extra ava which Eibishah has to Klal Yisrael. So it could be like this, right? If Hashem would have only killed the Bechoyim of Mitzrayim, so then we wouldn't see clearly Hashem's ava to Klal Yisrael, that he saved the Bechoyim of Yisrael. Maybe just the Mitzrayim were Roy of Oynishim. So therefore Hashem wanted to show his ava to Klal Yisrael with the Makkos Bechoyos, and therefore at the same time, he killed also all the other Bechoyim, not only the Mitzvah, even the Bechoyim who weren't deserving of any Oynish. Hashem still killed them, and he saved the Bechoyim of the soil. That showed Hashem's Avo to Klal Yisrael. And why do we only find this by Makkos Bechoyos? There could be the emphasis the Sponer says in Parashat Shmos already, when the Moshe came to Parah, Hashem said to Moshe, tell Parah that if you don't send the Yidden, Hinni Anoichi Hoya Gesbincha Bechoyecha, I'm going to kill out all your Bechoyim. Only that Makkah was mentioned. So, partially to say, because it was the most The most difficult stress, the Makkah says, Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned it right away. But the Sephora says something else. The Sephora says that out of all the Makkahs, the only Makkah which was a Einish for the Mitzvim was Makkahs Bechoyos. The Mitzvim was starting with the Bechoy of Hashem, with Kaliso, so that's why the Eibishter killed out their Bechoyim. All the other Makkahs were not as ancient, they were as Oisus and Moifsim, to show the Ashkochas Hashem, the Gevuras Hashem. But the only one which was the only one of the Eser Makkahs, which the Tachas of it was a Einish, was Makkahs Bechoyos. As I state in the Sephora and Parsha Shmois. So mainly this limud wasn't necessary by the other Makkahs. Only when the Eibishter gives a Makkah, then Hashem had to show his Ava to Klal Yisrael that he's not being Makkah the Goyim because of their wishes, he's doing out of his Ava to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, by Makkahs Bechoyos, the Eibishter made sure not only to kill the Bechoyim Mitzrayim, but were in the Bechoyim of all nations. Mashing by the other Makkahs, which weren't there as Einishim, so there it wasn't necessary to Hashem to show this Ava to Klal Yisrael that everyone besides them should suffer. It wasn't necessary. Another thing one can say is based on the Meshech Chacham. The Meshech Chacham says, that already before the Eden went out of Mitzrayim, Hashem gave them the mitzvah of Shvi Shal Pesach. It says in the Parsha that the Shvi Shal Pesach was given already before they left Mitzrayim, because he says, unlike the Goyim, that the Goyim make a Yom Tov on the day of the Nitzachon, when I say at the enemy, they make a Yom Tov. But the Yidden is not like that. The Yidden never make a Yom Tov on the Mapola of the enemies. If the Eibishter would have given Shvi Shal Pesach after Kriyas Yom Tov, then it could seem like that the Eibishter is giving the Yom Tov because of the Mapola of the Mitzvah in the Yom Tov. So the Eibishter especially gave the Yom Tov Shvi Shal Pesach already before they left Mitzrayim to show that the Yom Tov Shvi Shal Pesach is not a Yom Tov because the Mitzvim were destroyed. As I state the Meshech Chachmah. So now it could be the same derech that since two Makkahs Bechoyos, all the Bechoyos you saw were Niskadish, like it says in parashas in this parasha in Bamidbar and Bano Yisrael, that the Bechoyos you saw were Niskadish b'shas Makkahs Bechoyos. So it was about a big simcha for the Yidden. Makkahs Bechoyos was a big simcha because two Makkahs Bechoyos, all the Bechoyos you saw were Niskadish. So therefore Hashem didn't want that the Bechoyah Yisrael should be Niskadish to Hashem hitting out the Bechoyah Mitzvayim. Because that would seem that we're with the Sameach on Ma'apollo Vashoyim. So Hashem especially wanted it to be that we're Sameach, not because Hashem killed out the Mitzvayim, but that we're Sameach because we had the Simcha with Niskadish because Hashem saved us. So in order that should be more boilit, Hashem killed out Bechoyim of all the other Umays and only kept the Bechoyah Yisrael alive. And that then we will see that the simcha that the women is kaddish by Makkahs Bechoyos is not because of the einish of the mitzvim, it's just that of the toivah that Hashem did to us, that Hashem kept us alive. It says, "Vayechu vayasu bnei Yisrael kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe keinosu." Rashi says, "Lahag shrochem shel Yisrael shlo yipilu dover mekol mitzvos Moshe v'Aaron." Everything Moshe Aaron told them, they did. Amaru keinosu. Av Moshe v'Aaron Kenosu. Kenosu means Moshe Aaron also did all the mitzvahs in the parasha. Could be why would you think they wouldn't do it? Because it's very partial. All the mitzvahs of Matzah, Mori, were all the zecha for the Shibur Mitzrayim. And Moshe Aaron weren't included in the Shibur. They didn't have the Gzeirus Shibur. They didn't have to work. So you would have thought that Moshe Aaron wouldn't do all the mitzvahs of Matzah, Mori. That's why the Pasuk has to tell you Kenosu did. So why? What's Takav Shah? Why did they? If the whole mitzvahs were zecha for the Matzah, why Moshe Aaron also makayim it? And one could say because the Moshe Rabbeinu was so nois of oil with everyone, like we see in Parsha Shemais, that how much Moshe Aaron were nois of oil with Klal Yisrael, so they felt the tzar of the as if it was their own tzar. So just like the everyone else had Matzah Moshe Zecher for the Shibud, so Moshe Aaron also had it because they were so nois of oil that it was Be'enei Atzmam as if themselves were included in the Shibud. The whole Shevet Levi. Right. Everybody. Moshe Aaron, all Shevet Levi. The Pasuk says that Misharoisam Tsururis Bismloisam Al Shimchon. They went out of Mitzrayim with the Misharoisam Rashi Taiches, Machlokes Shem, Rashi Taiches. Misharoisam means the leftover Matzah Amori. From the night before, when the Leil Tesvov, when they ate Mekayim Mitzah Matzah Amori, so they had leftovers. And they took them out Al Shichmon, even though they had many behemoths. As I'll say, every Eid left Mitzrayim with 90 donkeys. Imagine 54 million donkeys arriving in Mitzrayim, by Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Each 600,000, each one had 90 donkeys. And but still, right, it was a big mess. It was a big mess. You wouldn't even thought there were so many donkeys in the world, and they all came in Mitzrayim. The Shasas Mitzrayim arrived at every door, arrived 90 donkeys to help him take out all his things in Mitzrayim. But it says the Misharosim, the leftover of Masimoy, they didn't put on the donkeys; they put on their shoulders. Why? Because they're mechaber v'samitzvah. They had chavivas to the mitzvah. They treated the mitzvah with such chavivas. They treated the mitzvah with such chavivas that they carried the leftover matzamoy on their shoulders as opposed to putting it on their donkey. And if you think about it, it seems from the pasuk that everybody did it. It doesn't say some people did it. It's mashma uvnei Yisrael. It says the mashma, all of them, all 600,000 people, and it doesn't say they were told to do it. It seems that from their own understanding, they all came to this hakara and realization that they should take out the leftover matzamoy on their shoulders rather than put on a donkey. And you see that this shows us that the chavivas hamitzvah is something which the seichel is mechayev. Without being told, that all of it came to the same decision. And like and the pshat could be like the Nesiyas Hashoyim says, that the ikkar of the tachis and the oil mazeh is to bring us to oil mabah. And the chavivas hamitzvah is what so important by a person that it was a partial thing by them. Like the Mesir Shon says, that nobody can, there's no Baal Seichel who can think that the Tachlis is in persons to live in Olam Hazeh. Who has Echom in Elef, who has cult of Olam Hazeh without any tzaras? It's not possible. It has to be that Olam Hazeh is only a prize for Olam Haba. And with the Chavivus HaMitzvahs, the Mitzvahs is a person's ticket, it's a person's passport to Olam Haba. So it was Midas Atzmon that came to this realization out of their own Seichel, their own Svar, that it's fitting to be Mechavid and mechaber of the mitzvahs, and put them on the shoulder as opposed to on the donkey. It says in the parasha, "Vayotu sabotzik asher hitziu memitzrayim ugris matzis kilocham." They baked the dough. They took out the dough from Mitzrayim. They never had time to bake in Mitzrayim, and it baked on the way. Now, how did it bake? The Machalikson is showing them really how the dough baked. When Targum Yonison says they put the dough on their heads, and the sun came down and baked it. They went out of time, the dough was on their head, the Ramban says later on the shoulder, but the Targum Yonison says they put it on their head, and the sun came down and baked it.
So it was not for the Hashivas, they needed to get it baked.
But there's something else, this is the Botzik, the dough they left out, they were Tzeid Laderech, they wanted to bake for themselves. Ragulach. But they didn't have time. By the time they...
It was part of what left over.
No, the leftover was matzamoy. The Mishavesim was leftover matzamoy.
That lasted them 4 months.
That lasted them...
4 months. 6 months.
No, that the Botzik lasted them. The Botzik that they took out of time lasted 4 months. Lasted for 6 months.
Oh, it's two different things.
Yeah. So the Botzik, the dough, which they originally wanted to bake for Tzeid Laderech, but they didn't have time, Kigoshim and Mitzrayim, so they took the dough with them, and it baked on the journey. How did it bake? So the Targum says they put it on their heads, and the sun baked it. So the Paras Yosef asks that the Gemara says in Brachos that if you bake a dough in the sun, it's potter from challah. It doesn't have a shem lechem. For lechem you need bread, a dough baked in fire. Dough baked in the sun doesn't have a din of lechem. And it's potter from challah. By challah it says lechem, and only some which is called has a shem lechem is chayav challah. And the Gemara says, if you bake a dough in the sun, it's potter from challah because it doesn't have a din lechem. Now we know that the matzah, which eat on Pesach, has to have a din lechem. Yeah. Torah calls it lechem oini. And we say in the Haggadah that we eat the matzah, al shum shlo hispik petzekom shel asein lahachmitz. We eat the matzah as a zeicha to the dough that they took out of Mitzrayim, and that's why we eat the matzah. So it's like the Paras Yosef, it's very shver, because the dough that they brought out of Mitzrayim, which was baked by the sun, did not have a shem lechem, and the matzah which we have on the Leil Pesach has to have a shem lechem. So how can it be? How can we say that we're eating this matzah as a zecha for the dough which was baked when they came out of Mitzrayim?
Pesach Mitzrayim was only that night. Pesach Mitzrayim, really.
Not Pesach. The dough. The
yeah, but a day already was no dinner of Pesach.
By night.
By night they went. They ate in.
Yeah, but we say Ashum Shlehispik, but Sekum Shasin Lahachmit. We're saying we're eating the matzah, we're eating the matzah as a zecher for the dough which they came out, which didn't have time to rise. That dough didn't have a Shem Lechem. Yeah, but we're not saying Haggadah, we don't say that. We say Haggadah, we say Matzah Zuh Shem Lechem, Ashum Shlehispik, but Sekum Shasin Lahachmit. The Haggadah brings this topic. The dough which they brought out of Mitzrayim with them, the dough which they wanted to bake in Mitzrayim, when they didn't have time for the Tevel HaDerech, they took it with them and it baked on the way. Now it baked on the way in the sun. And if it didn't get, it was never called a Shem Lechem. So how can we say we eat the matzah which has to have a Shem Lechem, and we say we're eating this matzah, Ashum Shle Hispik B'Tekam Shal Sein Lechem? This is the part that Yosef asks. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer on Derech Emunah on Hilchos Bikurim asked the same question. He says that he found it afterwards in the Paradis Yosef. Rav Chaim Kanievsky gives a long deshetaritz it's in Derech Emunah and Perek Vov Hilchos Bikurim in the Bialocha. He gives a long deshetaritz. One could say the Mashal says something very interesting in Pesachim. This Mishnah at the end of Pesachim, which says that Matzah Zuh Shem Aruchim Ashum Shle Hispik Tzeicham Shle Tzein Lahachim, it's Mashal asks the Kasha. Mashal asks that we should be eating the matzah after chatzaisa. That's when they started going out. If we're eating the matzah because, as a zeichel for the dough which didn't rise when they went out, they left Mitzrayim after chatzais. In the morning they left. Right, so how can, why we know we have to eat the matzah? At least according to Blaz and Zari, it has to be eaten before chatzais. And even according to Kiva, it has to be eaten before Alois. They were going out, by Alois HaShachar, they were going out. Why are we eating the matzah in the night? If the matzah is a zeichah for dough that they took out, why are we eating it before chatzis? So the Mashal says, that when we say in Haggadah the matzah zu shem aruchim, we're not giving a reason for the mitzvah's matzah on Seder night. When we say matzah zu, we mean the issa chometz. Why do we have to eat a whole Pesach dough which didn't rise? We're not going on the mitzvah of Be'er Tichul Matzahs, the mitzvah which the Torah gives to eat matzah on Leil Tesor. We're giving a general reason for the whole Pesach why we have to eat matzah and not chametz. And on that, the answer is because as a zecher for the dough which Eden took out of Mitzrayim, which didn't rise. Why do we eat matzah? The Mashal says a different reason. The reason why we eat matzah, the Torah gave a mitzvah of matzah on Seder night is because Seder night we were neskadish by Makis Bechoyos. So Hashem killed out of Bechoyim Mitzrayim, neither were neskadish, and we became like Koyanim. We became set aside for Eidah Hashem, we like Koyanim. And the machal of koyanim is matzah. Parashat Tzav, it says that the koyanim eat matzah. That's the reason which we eat matzah. The Torah gave a mitzvah matzah on Leil Tesor Vazoshteit in Marshom Psachim Davkuf Tezayin. But what we say in the Haggadah, matzah dushan oichim, mashum shle yisbik, we're not going on the mitzvah of matzah. Say now, we're going on the issa chometz on all 7 days. Therefore, it's not a kasha, says Marshom, how can we say matzah dushan oichim, mashum shle yisbik, if they went out after chatzos and we're eating before chatzos, because we're not giving a reason for the mitzvah of matzah, we're giving a reason for the issa chometz all 7 days. According to this mashal, we can answer very simply the kasha. The kasha was that how can we say matzah shama ichrim al shum shle hispik? Their dough didn't have a din of a lechem because it was baked in the sun, and the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach has to have a shama lechem. The answer is very partial. We're not giving a reason for the mitzvah of matzah. We're giving a reason why we don't have chometz the whole 7 days, and that's nothing to do with the shem lechem. The issa chometz applies even to things which are not lechem, even things which are cooked foods, which don't have noodles and pasta, macaroni. You're also not allowed to eat on a. You're not allowed to eat any dough which rose. You're not allowed to eat. That's nothing to do with the shem lechem. So it's not a kasha that their dough didn't have a shem lechem, and the matzah which we have to eat on Leil Tesor of Nissan does have a shem lechem. Just going to the end of the parsha, I'm going to go a little bit to mitzvah tefillin. Mitzvah tefillin is a mitzvah which everybody does every day. It's probably out of all the tariq mitzvahs, which everyone does, it's probably the most expensive mitzvah. I mean, even Esek doesn't yet cost that much yet. But mitzvah tefillin is probably the, apart from ksivas evitaya, which not everyone is able to do. But mitzvah tefillin is probably the most expensive mitzvah. And a person puts a lot of money into it. So it's kedai, one should do the mitzvah, but hidden one should do the mitzvah in the most beautiful way possible. Now, part of the mitzvah tefillin is the kavanah of the mitzvah. Although every mitzvah one has to have kavanah before one does the mitzvah, it's mechaber l'shem mitzvah. But by tefillin there's a special kavanah. That by tefillin the Torah gives a reason for the mitzvah. The three mitzvahs in the Torah gives the reason. Mitzvah sukkah, the Torah says l'man yedidu yaseichem, ki basukah se shafti, that we makayim, that we sit in the sukkah lemani, we should know basukah se shafti, machalik is either yitzis mitzrayim or nani akovet. But by tzitzis the Torah says leman tizku vasisam is komet tzoyisay, and by tefillin it says leman tia toyis Hashem b'ficha, that we do the mitzvah of tefillin leman tia toyis Hashem b'ficha, that we should keep the Torah and do the mitzvahs. Remember that Eivshah took us out of Mitzrayim. That's the parashas of tefillin talk about yitzis Mitzrayim and tzchav o'inish, as the Rishonim explain. We realize that to remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim to be His avodim and to do it and to keep the Torah and learn Torah and do the mitzvahs. It's interesting that in the Siddurim have a tefillah before Anachos tefillin, and it doesn't say anywhere in that tefillah this kavon of leman tietoy Hashem b'ficha. It's a shtick of horror. It's important kavon. Although we passed it, it's not ma'ak of the mitzvah. Even though the mitzvah the Torah gave said the reason of the mitzvah, but if a person isn't mechavon, the reason he didn't do the mitzvah k'tikuna, he can have a beautiful pair of tefillin. But if he wasn't mechavon when he puts on the tefillin, it should be both zeichel tzias and tzayim. And also, he didn't do the mitzvah ketikuna. He didn't do the mitzvah in its shlemus. And agav, one has to know the tefillah which is printed. A lot of people they say it as they're going up the steps, as they're opening their bag, as they're taking out the tefillah, they're rolling up their sleeve, and it comes out a lot of time. People don't really think what they're saying. They're saying the words already out of habit. They're saying it already since they're by mitzvah. They know by heart, probably know backwards. But if a person doesn't think what he says when he says it, then he wasn't mekayim. The mitzvah ketikuna is to think the reason why these three mitzvahs which Torah says to think apart from the kavana to do the mitzvah is to think, and therefore it's not enough just to say the words. One has to think the kavana, and this kavana also, although it doesn't say it there, but the Torah says leman tia toshem v'ficha, and the Shabu brings down that one should be mechaven when one puts on tefillin leman tia toshem v'ficha. Now the Rashi says at the end of the parasha the pasuk calls it teitofes. And Rashi says, what's present in Teitofes? So one of the Peshatim, first Rashi says it's a different Lashonis, Tat and Fas, it's two Lashonis, each one means two different languages, it's four parishes. But then Rashi says, Menachem Chibroi. Menachem was one of the Lashonim who wrote the Sefer Dikduk. Menachem Chibroi, he put this word Teitofes together with the word of a Hatef El Dorim. And Yecheskel, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to give Nevuah, speak on the Dorim, on the south part. And it says, V'hatev el dorim. Hatev is a lotion of talking. So Rashi brings down that Menachem put this word, Teitofes, he grouped it with a lotion of V'hatev, of talking. Why? What's it got to do with talking? Sheharoya oisam kashurim bein ho'einayim. A person who sees the tefillin between the eyes, Yizkai ha'nes, he'll remember the nes, he'll remember the nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, V'yedab reboi. And he'll speak about it, he'll speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now who's seeing the tefillin bein ho'einayim? Who's able to see the tefillin between your eyes? How can you see? You're wearing tefillin. How can you see the tefillin between your eyes? The tefillin shalad, you can see. How can anyone see the tefillin shalosh? Huh? Oh, so the emes is, you look in the mirror. But,
somebody told me the culture center. Just one thing. Somebody told me the culture center, a friend of mine, you must have a mirror to be on the shalosh.
So the emes is that I was able to see where Beliasha put on tefillin, and he used to look in the mirror when he put on tefillin to make sure they're in place, and also the end of Pesukah Dezimra, before Bechus Kishma, he checked in the mirror to see that the tefillin was still in place. But that's not Pasha Pshat in the Rashi that we're talking about a person who look in the mirror and they'll see the tefillin Kishurim Ve'inayim. It would seem from Rashi that the Zeicha of the tefillin is for other people. Other people will see the tefillin between a person's eyes, and they'll see that they'll remember the nisim of the time and talk about it. Another raya we have which seems that the zeichel tefillin in the time is for other people, because we know that tefillin the parashas have to be in order which they are in the Torah. The order of the Torah is kaddish v'kviyacha shema v'hoyim shemoyah. They have to be written in order, and it's even according to Beinu Tam who holds that the parashas are in the bottom in different orders, but they have to be written. And they have to be in the order of the Torah, according to us, we hold like Rashi, they have to be in the tefillin, the Ikar Lach is like Rashi, the Amachmin like Ben Tam, the Ikar Din is like Rashi, the Kabbalah is a Mokum, for the other Shidda, but the Ikar Lach is like Rashi, that Kaddish, or Kriyacha, Shmav, or Mishmoy, that's the Seder of the tefillin, that's the Seder written in the Torah. Now, which side of the tefillin is Kaddish, and which side is Vahoy Mishmoy? Kaddish is on the left side. What's the symmetry to remember? Because there are two shins on the tefillin, the one on the right has three legs, the one on the left has four legs, the one on the left has more kedusha, and therefore Kaddish, the parasha of Kaddish, is the one which is right by the left shin with four legs. That shin has more kedusha, and that's the simit. Remember, is kaddish goes on that side. Now everyone knows in Lashon HaKodesh we go from right to left. So we're wearing tefillin, and the tefillin the parashas have to be written in order which is in the Torah. Kaddish will give out for Shmaya. So we would think that kaddish should be on a person's right, and it's not. The kaddish is on the left. Kaddish will give out goes from the left to the right. Because there's another raya that the mitzvah, the zeichel, the tefillin, and the seed of time is not for the person wearing it, it's for other people looking in it. Anyone who looks at it, his right is going to be on the person's left. But we have to understand, why is it the Torah gave such a mitzvah, tefillin, which we don't find by other mitzvahs, that the zeichel tefillin is for other people, and not for a person oneself. Could be one can explain, in the Rambam, in Hilchos Pesach, when he talks about karpas, on the state now we have karpas, so Rabbeinu ben Manoach writes there on the Rambam that the reason why we have karpas is because Rashi says on the Ksonis Pasim, Yaakov made Yosef, the Ksonis Pasim, Rashi says Pasim is Lashon of karpas. And Rabbeinu ben Manoach writes, in Pesach night we have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not enough to remember how we came out of Mitzrayim, we have to remember how we got into Mitzrayim. Through the Mechilas Yosef, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Mechilas Yosef was the start of the whole Golas Mitzrayim. We have to remember the Ksenis Pasim, which was Goyim, the Sinas Chinon, which was Goyim to the Golas Mitzrayim. As though Shed Rabbeinu Manoach, that's the reason for the Mitzvah Karpas on Seder night. And so it could be the Pshat Adais. Just like we have to remember how we got into Mitzrayim. So, and part of the Yetzias Mitzrayim is to remember not only the Nisim, but what caused it. So we also want to make a point by the Mitzvah Tefillin, which is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, to be mischazik in this inyan of Sinas Chinam, to be misak in the Sinas Chinam. Now the biggest toiv a person can do to another Yid, and the biggest way of being misak in Sinas Chinam is by helping a person in Ruchnis. To be mative to a person, to bring him to Olam Haba, is the biggest toiv, more than Chai Olam Hazeh. We find a few times, Godel HaMachdiyo Yosef Nohag, a person who is machdi a person is worse than a person who kills him, because a person who is machshel in Haveya, he removes him from Olam Haba. A person who kills him just takes away from Olam Hazeh. We find by Aveda, a person has his father's Aveda to give back, or his Rebbe's Aveda to give back, he has to give back his Rebbe before his father, because Ovid Mevila Lechai Olam Hazeh, father brings the person into Olam Hazeh, but his Rebbe who teaches him Torah brings him into Olam Haba. So the Ikka Toiva, the Ikka Tachlis of a person, like we said before, is Chai Olam Haba. And therefore, the biggest Toiva one can do to a person is to be mate with him and bring him to Olam Haba. And the Mamshik uses a Lashon, L'sayeya eschaveyu ledva mitzvah hu b'chal gemilis chesed. In the chesed aguf mitzvah l'sayeya, if in the chesed aguf there's a mitzvah to help your friend, mikol shkein shemitzvah l'sayeya, kol shkein shemitzvah to help him lasas mitzvah, shezoicha al yodah ba'olam hazeh uva olam haba. Through that, he's Zoichat Olam Haba. The Rekeach writes in Zagdoma, Ein chesed koichoch eschaveyu. There's no bigger chesed than being mechiach someone, as long as you do it in the right way. And the time is pechoch, like Rambam says, you're doing it to bring it to Chayim Ro. That's the biggest chesed you could do to the person. And the Peleot also writes in chesed, he writes that Gemilas chesed, the Ikri Gemilas chesed is to do with your friend, that Yishtadol is choysel, lelamdo, you should teach him toyer, lehoyel, lehadrichoy, bederch, yishama, sheyelech. The biggest toyver, the biggest chesed you can do to another Yid is to help him to be mezakim to Olam Haba. Now we can understand why by tefillin, which is a zeichah siyas mitzrayim, the Torah made a mitzvah which is a zeichah for another Yid. Because like we said from Beinu Manoach, included in the mitzvah of remembering siyas mitzrayim is to remember what caused these siyas mitzrayim and to be mezakim the sinas chinam. The best way we can be mezakim the sinas chinam is by being mative to everyone else, to be mezakeh them in Chayim Haba. They should remember the Nisim Yisiyas Mitzrayim, and which will bring them to Mekayim L'mantei Teshuficha, to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. Eivish is helpful, which should be neschazik in the Limud of Yisiyas Mitzrayim, and Avos Yisrael, which is zeicha to what the Novi Micha says, Ki meitzeis chom eretz Mitzrayim, aleinu miklois, mohev yomeinu. Amen.